views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Dr. John McGrail about his book, The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. And later in the show, John will be giving away a free copy of the book, as well as an audio download, since he is a hypnotherapist, of your choice. So be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, we'll start out with our healing meditation, as we always do. And today, what I would like for us to do is to send love and healing to people who have experienced sexual abuse. And this includes the things we typically think of as sexual abuse, such as the abuse of a child and forcible rape. But let's also include love and healing for anyone who's participated in a sexual act when they really didn't want to, even though they may not have been physically forced to do so. And let's help them find hope and forgiveness for the perpetrator and for themselves. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release. Deep breath in and release. Thank you for helping us with that. Well, one more piece of news before we get to our guest. I'm looking for a quote-unquote real job. And for those of us who are self-employed, this means a job where I'm actually going to be receiving a W-2 from someone else. And over the last couple months, you might have heard me talk a little bit on the show about whether I'm going to do this, thinking about it, weighing the options. And the decision to do so has really been a long journey that began with terror and resistance and has led to acceptance and even excitement about it. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'll share a bit about my journey with this and why taking what appears to be a step backwards can in reality be a step forward. So be sure to stay tuned for that. But for now, let me introduce you to today's guest. John McGrail, PhD, is a renowned hypnotherapist, personal success coach, spiritual teacher, and a leading media expert on the topic of personal improvement. A former military officer, aviator, and mass media professional, he has combined more than 30 years of teaching, coaching, and mentoring experience with his work in clinical hypnotherapy to create what he calls Synthesis, a powerful process for creating personal change and transformation quickly and profoundly. Synthesis begins with rule number one, life is supposed to be fun, and we're going to talk a lot about that today. His new book, The Synthesis Effect, shares and teaches his synthesis techniques and is receiving rave reviews. Let's welcome Dr. John McGrail to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, John.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am well. As we talked about before the show started, we've got another gray day in Seattle, but you know what? I've lived here all my life, and I guess that we just go with the flow. We learn to deal with it.
Well, you know, the gray days allow us to appreciate the sunny days. And if we didn't have them, then we'd start taking the sunny days for granted.
That is very true. Although you live in a place where it's a little bit more the opposite. You're in LA. So maybe all your sunny days give you an opportunity to value the rain.
Oh, it's so much. I mean, literally, we do. We look forward to rainy days. It's so nice when you can actually just kind of hunker down and put on a big pot of soup or chili and not go out and read the papers. And, you know, that's a treat for us because most of the time it's so bright and sunny, you feel compelled to do something and be
right
outside.
You need to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Well, let's just leap right in and talk a moment about the title of your book, Synthesis. So say a little bit about what that means.
Well, you know, it's a funky kind of word, but when I was putting the thing together, the concept of synthesis, of course, is bringing disparate ingredients, parts, together in synthesis to create a stronger whole. And in essence, my methodology, which evolved over several years, as you mentioned, I started as a clinical hypnotherapist, and that was sort of my main thrust for a long time. But as I got more and more into my PhD work and started doing research and bringing in my interest of native philosophies and techniques and methodologies, gradually this whole process that really incorporates conscious cognitive models and techniques with the more subconscious models and techniques together to create a stronger whole. The only word that I could come up with that made sense and that seemed to explain it was the word synthesis. And that's what this process is. It's about really integrating and balancing both parts of our mind, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, to create a stronger whole person and, of course, a better life.
And speaking of a better life, you do say that rule number one is life is supposed to be fun.
Absolutely.
So say a little bit about that.
Well, you know, when people hear that at first, they think that I'm talking about an endless series of hedonistic indulgences, which is sort of the teenage version of a fun life. What I mean by life is supposed to be fun is that, you know, we are all born inherently happy with tons of self-esteem, unconditional love, abounding. And then through the course of, you know, growing up, and you know, it gets beaten out of us. And unfortunately, Western culture, and what I mean by Western culture is what I would say technology-driven culture, which is most of the world today, a good portion of it, has grown into epidemically, endemically, negativity. We think about lack. We think about insufficiency, and we're always looking at the dark side of the moon, so to speak. And what I mean by life is supposed to be fun is exactly the opposite. When your life is fun, when you wake up in the morning, you look forward to the day, you like what you do for a living, or even better, you love what you do for a living if that's possible, and I always say go for that. You like your relationships, you like the way you're interacting with your friends and the choices you're making, and you what of course is happening is that you are attracting abundance and happiness and joy, and it really is very, very pleasurable. You can get to a place where you're virtually not suffering, and I think that's a fun life, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be pain and suffering and hardship. I don't know where we got that as our norm, but it's wrong.
Well, I think that I can at least think as far back as the Puritans.
Yes. Well, you know, funny you mention that, because when I thought back, I said, you know, where did we get this? And I, as you know, I grew up in New England, and in the 50s and 60s, I date myself, but it is a very, very sort of stiff upper lip, the Puritan ethic, and I think that's where it started. and misguided as it is, and I believe it truly is, I think you're right. It was the Puritans.
Well, I mean, because I think of modern history, because I'm not really a historian or anything, but, you know, when you think of the story just of our own country and our roots back in England and Britain, that really, to me, is what comes to mind, because that's really kind of what we're known for. We're known for having a work ethic. We're known for, you know, that you make it happen kind of thing. And, you know, I personally have found in my long life that doesn't bring me joy or happiness or fun.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, and I think a work ethic is great, but we have sort of become ingrained with the ethos of no pain, no gain. I've got to suffer to get ahead. And if I really, really suffer, this is sort of a paraphrase of one of my favorite spiritual teachers, Abraham Hicks. And Abraham says over and over again in their teachings, you know, we have this ethos in modern society. If I suffer enough, those are the people who get the statues erected in their honor. So I'm really going to try to make my life painful and suffer, and then maybe I'll be one of those icons. And the truth of the matter is, the more we try to force things, the more resistance we actually create, and that blocks the flow. I make a lot of reference to some of the discoveries in quantum physics about the nature of energy and flow. And, of course, whether we like it or not, we are basically just bundles of universal energy. And our energy can flow easily and effortlessly, or it can be a really, really, really tough struggle. It's like going down to the river and rowing upstream. Or, as Abraham says over and over again, drop the oars and let the natural flow of well-being take you with it, because you're going downstream anyway. And that makes such sense. It's such a great metaphor because, you know, it doesn't mean you're not going to steer your boat. But if you try to row upstream, it's just exhausting. And that's what people try to do. And I see this over and over and over again with my clients in my clinical practice, my seminar and workshop students. Everybody's trying to force the issue. And what they have to learn is to just drop their oars. And once you do, and once you learn how to channel your energy that way, it's amazing how well your life begins to work.
And on that note, it's time for us to take our first break. And when we come back, we'll start talking about some of the concepts in the book that will help people to be able to drop that oar. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today my guest is hypnotherapist John McGrail, and he is also the author of a book called The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find John and how to find the book. So, John, would you share that with us, please?
I would be delighted. Thank you so much, Laura. The book is available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. It's had its first run in stores. Retail shops don't keep books on the shelves very long anymore, but you can get it online at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. And I do invite the listeners just to go check it out, read the reviews, and see what readers have said, because, you know, when you write a book, you have an intention for it, but the proof is in the pudding, and the pudding are the people who actually pick it up and take a look at it. And I'm very proud of the results we've gotten so far. As far as reaching me, easily done on my website, drjohnmcgrail.com, all one word, D-R, John McGrail, M-C-G-R-A-I-L, spelled out, .com. Or if you're more interested in the hypnotherapy side of things, my hypnotherapy website is hypnotherapylosangeles.com. Again, all spelled out, one big word. And that's more geared toward hypnosis, hypnotherapy, and the power and potential of that particular modality. So thanks for that opportunity, and I do hope people will take a look. And if you reach out to me via email or phone, I do respond as
Great.
Much as I can personally.
Great. That's good to know. So before the break, we were kind of talking about how our cultures worldwide have shifted over the last millennium or two. And that we're really in this place now of what we are calling Western culture, but really is becoming very global, where life is about hard work and pain and struggle and not so much about having fun or going with the flow. And so I know that the book is a tool to help us get more in that place. And before I have you start sharing a little bit of what's in the book, I will say that one of the things I really appreciated about it, totally separate from the content, is the layout of it, where at the end of each chapter, where you go back and you highlight, you know, what were the major points in this, because we can get lost, and especially when we start thinking about things like quantum mechanics and stuff like that, it maybe sometimes gets a little overwhelming. So I really appreciate having that summary point by bullet point. And then also you have exercises. I don't think you call them that. Do you call them, what do you call them?
I call them action items.
Action items.
Yeah.
Where we can actually start doing something right then that is going to start that shift for us. So I just wanted to give you that feedback that really I love that format. And I think it's really helpful to anyone who's reading the book.
Well, thank you. I wanted it to be something that was not just fun to read, but also practical. So it as my readers are learning about what synthesis is and how it works, you're actually doing the it starts right at the introduction. You actually start doing the work. And by the time you're at the end, you're really integrating a lot of different techniques that, you know, over and over again, people are finding very, very powerful. So I appreciate that comment. Thank you.
So do you feel that the book really is a progression and that people need to work it front to start to finish, or is it something that people can dip into here or there?
Well, you can dip into it here or there, but there's sort of three substructures to the way the book is written, and I don't want any of the listeners to think that it's complicated, but what I wanted to make it as much like a therapy session or a session with me as possible. So it's written in a very casual tone, first of all, and I put as much humor as I thought I could in there because, again, life is supposed to be fun. We shouldn't take ourselves so seriously. But the way it's set up is that as you're learning about synthesis, you're doing it, but also we start by creating understanding because I have found over and over again in my clinical practice especially that a lot of clients come in. They have stuff. We all have issues, first of all, and, you know, when we're honest enough to say, okay, I've got this thing, it's not working, whatever it is, and I'm not having success at changing it myself, I'm going to get some help, which is what people like me provide, is that assistance. But when I ask a new client, well, how long have you been feeling this way? Oh, as long as I can remember. And what started it? Where did you get this? I don't know. It's just always been that way. So the first thing I have to do in a clinical setting when I'm working with someone one-on-one is create understanding. Well, okay, well, here's the deal. Here's how and why you're feeling and thinking the way you do. Part of it is just evolution because that's the way the human mind has evolved. So you need to understand how your mind works and how it was formed. And then once you have that understanding, it's all, you can see the light bulb go off. Oh, it's not just me. I'm not, you know, a weakling or, I'm not inferior. This is just, it's just part of being human. Yay. So that's the first part. Then the second part is here are the tools, which, of course, you're already using. But here's how the tools were developed, and here's how they work and why. And then the third part is the process through which we use the tools. So it is best, I think, to go from front to back.
Sure.
And not dip in, because that progression is sort of important. One, create understanding. Two, provide the tools. And three, the process to use them.
And that makes a lot of sense to me. And I do have to say I appreciate that it is written in a casual way because, you know, most of us are not scholars and academics. And it makes it a lot more accessible for the average person like me.
I mean, when you talk about quantum physics, most people's eyes cross.
Exactly.
And it's fascinating stuff because it is the essence of how the world and we, which are part of the world, work. So I wanted to make it as understandable as possible. And along the way, as you know, I share lots of stories of real people with real issues, including my own. You know, there was a point in my life when I was not a very happy camper. I had a lot of my own stuff that was holding me back. And I freely share part of my story and my what I call rediscovering yourself. And stories of people that I've worked with over the years, it's just like everyday people like you and me. I am not some guru. I don't want it to be preachy. I just, here's some stuff that I've learned. It really, really works, and maybe you want to give it a try. And here's some people that have gone through it, too. So you can see yourself as a reader. Hey, you know, I'm just like Betty or Susie or Linda here. That, you know, they have the same stuff. He's talking about the same stuff I'm dealing with.
Right.
And that, again, helps people realize that there's nothing wrong with them. That's just most of us, when we want to make changes in our life, need some assistance because we are hardwired, and this is in our DNA, to resist change. Any change, even if it's good, is scary to the human species. And once we get ingrained with our habits, our patterns, our beliefs, whatever they may be, good or bad, happy or sad, positive or negative, and of course so much of it's negative in this day and age, once those programs are sort of ingrained in us, we will play those programs over and over and over again because they get lodged in the subconscious, and the subconscious does work very much like a computer.
Yeah, it's just you have a trigger and then it's just off and running.
Right. We don't, very few people on purpose do anything to self-sabotage. They find themselves in this pattern again, you know. You quit smoking, and this is just one example. And, you know, for a week, maybe two, you're fine. And then the right trigger hits, boom, you go right back to your old ways. And that is what's called homeostasis. And it is a very, very difficult condition for some people to get through. Most of us need some help there, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, because, I mean, as human beings, we are engineered to seek homeostasis, right? And
right.
Whenever anything changes, we want to change back, even though consciously maybe we think we don't. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely true. So We're coming up on a break in just a couple minutes, so I don't want to dive too deep at the moment. But I do want to ask, and I have a preconceived notion of what your answer is going to be, so we'll see if I'm right. What do you think, if I want to make a shift in my life and I'm struggling with it, what do you think the number one thing I can do that will get me started would be?
Well, I think the number one thing is to first and foremost acknowledge that you have the issue, because most people try to ignore it. And we have been taught, it's ingrained, and you know, again, we go back to that Puritan ethic thing, that when, if you have a toothache, you go to the dentist. If your car's not running right, you take it to a mechanic. But if, God forbid, if you have an emotional issue or a habit or a pattern, something holding you back personally, you're supposed to suck it up
right. And
get through it. So realize that most people need some assistance to make these fundamental changes in their lives. And once you realize that, you can reach out and get it. That's
so,
step one.
Okay, so I didn't phrase this very well, because I'm trying to get to a specific answer, and I'll just say what answer I wanted to say. So from a practice perspective, I believe, and you actually have us doing this from the beginning in the book, that having a meditation practice of some sort is like a foundation to being able to do the rest of the shift that we want. And am I misspeaking, or is that something that you agree with?
In essence, in order to create this thing that we call life, a fun life, we have to balance and integrate our physical, our emotional, which is the me, Laura or John or whomever, and the spiritual. And again, Western culture, modern technology-driven culture, we've sort of forgotten about spirituality. And whether we like it or not, the science behind it is so overwhelming that we are spiritual creatures, and a meditative practice is the only way anybody's figured out over the millennia, 7,000 years since, you know, modern quote-unquote civilization has existed, meditation on a daily consistent basis is not only the most efficient way to create that balance, but it's the only way that works over the long period. And it is absolutely essential, absolutely, that you acknowledge that you are a spiritual creature. And of course, that's got nothing to do with religion.
Right.
It's just your basic energy, your essence, the part of us that's not physical, is what we would call our spirit, our mind, if you will, our soul.
And I know that many of us, myself included, have a huge resistance to a daily meditation practice and that it can really be a struggle to do it consistently. Do you have thoughts about why we resist it? I have personal experience that it is, I enjoy it and it makes me feel better, and yet I still resist. And any tricks or techniques to kind of overcome that resistance?
Well, you know, I think part of the reason people resist it is because we, again, have become so entrenched in what I call the world of the flesh, the physical world. You know, it's all about materialism and things and lack and negativity. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. We don't have enough. There's not enough. And we're very empirical in the way we think. And this has been going on for about 500 or 600 years since the Great Enlightenment. I'll believe it when I see it. That's sort of how Western philosophy and science is grounded. And essentially, when you think of the spiritual nature of the ancient cultures, the indigenous people of the world, the tribal cultures, their ethos is exactly opposite. Instead of seeing in order to believe, they believe in order to see. And ironically, through some of the most recent discoveries in science, we're finding out that they were right. We actually do manifest our own reality. Whether we know it or not, it doesn't feel that way, but in essence, we do. And so I think because we are so materially grounded and so practically and empirically grounded, the concept of meditation, which is exactly the opposite, it's very spiritual in its nature, and it's all about believing in order to see, is foreign to us, and we're afraid of it. And so, yeah, there is a natural resistance until you start doing it. And then once you get consistent, it just greases the skids of your life so amazingly. Very few people give it up once they really get it.
And at this point, I'm going to go ahead, because we do need to take a break, but I want to come back to this topic when we return, because in my own in my own therapy and coaching practice, I see all that resistance, and I want to talk about it just a little bit more. But for now, we're going to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with hypnotherapist Dr. John McGrail, who is also the author of The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. And before we continue, I want to give away a free copy of the book as well as, so John, is it a download, audio download that people can get?
No, the book will be a physical copy that I will send and sign. I'm just going to need the person's name and address, and we'll send it out from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in getting a copy of the book, that'll go to the first caller at 800-930-2819, and you can just give Benny your information. Again, it's 800-930-2819. So I want to skip into, I mean, this isn't really skipping, it's part of the progression, but talking a little bit about law of attraction, because, I mean, that's really just an easier name for quantum physics or quantum mechanics also, about creating our own reality.
Right.
And why don't you talk for a minute about how that plays into the tools and the process that you share in the book?
Well, essentially, the concept of creating our own reality has been scientifically proven. And it's just about the flow of energy. It is a physical law that energy flows along lines of attraction. Just think of the concept of gravity. And we even speak about it organically. Birds of a feather flock together. You know, sparrows don't hang out with crows. They hang out with sparrows. And crows hang out with crows. And pigeons hang out with pigeons, essentially. And so what it means, and what scientists are proving in laboratories around the world, is that the energy that you put out through your thoughts, through your actions, through your expectations and intentions is going to have an effect, a very big one, as it turns out, on the energy you attract back. The way I like to think about it is that the human being, this thing called life, really is an exchange of energy on a multitude of levels between us, the organism, and our environment, which we could also say is the universe. So we take energy in a variety of ways. We see, we hear, we smell, we taste, we touch, we eat food, we drink water, and energy goes out in a multitude of ways. We think, we move, we behave, we pee, we poop. So we have this energy exchange going on. We call it living, and it creates an energy inside of us, or a chain, if you will, of thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And when we go through that chain enough times, it produces an energy that we call beliefs. Our beliefs are thoughts that we think over and over and over again until they become automatic and unquestioned. And whether or not they have any basis in fact, beliefs create our perception of truth. And once we perceive something as true, it frames the energy of our reality. So we do, in fact, create our own reality.
Right.
And
right.
If we're believing a truth that isn't based in fact, it's kind of like living on a flat earth, and that's a metaphor I use all the time. It creates a very confining reality, and we just go through that loop over and over and over again. So if we want our life to change, we have to change that loop inside of us. And that means we have to change our energy exchanges with our environment. And that's essentially how it works. And one of the things that I take a great deal of time in the book is to explain in plain language with examples of how that law of attraction works. It is a physical law, and it has a lot to do with our reality, so we ought to understand it and utilize it, because it can go either way. We can just kind
right.
of, you know, and that's really what it is. It's about learning to channel. It's learning to drop the oar, so to speak, and flow with the natural well-being that life is, rather than trying to fight something and never winning.
Now, I know that subconscious beliefs can really rule our lives, or do really rule our lives. And part of the problem is that they are subconscious, that we aren't always consciously aware of the belief that we have, that, you know, so we can set an intention through, you know, using the law of attraction. And yet if we have this subconscious belief, we're not going to be able to attract what we really want, because that's like putting a wrench in the works, right?
Exactly. And, you know, most of our subconscious beliefs, our personalities, our values, our emotions, our habits, our self-esteem or lack thereof, most of that is formed very, very early in life. By the time we're 8, we have, you know, largely been programmed for the adults we're going to be. In fact, believe it or not, by the time most people are 4, a lot of it is in place. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be changed, but if you think that you're sort of pretty much pre-programmed at 8, by the time you reach 21 and adulthood, you've been playing those programs so often and for so long that they are like deep grooves in the circuitry of the brain. And that's really what controls most of our behavior. Most of the time, we're not thinking about how we respond to situations. We just react. And a lot of what synthesis is about is teaching people how to respond rather than react. Because
right.
when you choose your response, you can choose it in a way that empowers yourself, your well-being, and the greater good.
Now, I know that people who have been listening to the show for a while have heard me talk about subconscious beliefs in my own life and some of the things that I've been doing to deal with my own issues, if we want to call them that, in that regard. And I know that there is this idea that we cannot change our subconscious beliefs through conscious thought, that we really need to do it through something like hypnosis or Psych-K or EFT, something like that. And so with the book, what tools are you giving us that will help us change those subconscious beliefs?
Well, first of all, I totally agree with you. And I also believe that it's a combination of conscious cognitive thinking, tools, techniques, and models with the tools and techniques and models that work at a more subconscious level, like EFT, hypnotherapy, meditation, NLP, and I use all of those. The ones that I present in the book are the ones that are easiest for most people to learn on their own, which, of course, is self-hypnosis meditation combined with the conscious models. Those alone work very, very well for most people. EFT is not particularly hard to learn, although
right.
It usually works better, as I'm sure you know, when you have someone that really is well-trained in it to guide you in the beginning and help you find the sweet spot, so to speak, on the tapping. But it's a very powerful technique, and I use it quite often. And then there are some other techniques that I use that require personal contact. I have a technique called E-Sync, which is energy synchronization, that I've developed, and it works really well with stress and anxiety, but you got to be there. You can't do that in a book. The tools are there. And one of the other things I did, as I know you know, at the end of the book, for people who want more information on these tools and techniques, I listed a whole bunch of references for each subject area, hypnotherapy and meditation and NLP and that sort of thing. So, you know, my book is just scratches the surface. There's so much material out there, so folks who are interested can find it. And I've also provided some guidance for finding a professional to help you in this change if you want, you know, things to look for, questions to ask, etc., if you decide that you want somebody there to kind of guide you through, whether it's a coach or a therapist or whatever is appropriate for you. So that's also been included in the book. I tried to think about as much as I could to help folks get this process going.
Yeah, and that's great because, you know, I do think that it is sometimes very helpful to have a practitioner that you work with, even if it's something that you ultimately can do on your own to get started. And I totally agree with that. And I think it's great that you've given people some guidelines of, you know, what to look for and how to find the right person for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it happens much more quickly for most people because of the way the human mind has evolved. We have this concept called homeostasis, where we will cling to the familiar because of the subconscious mind's function. A lot of times a book is just not enough, and for some folks it is, but if it's not, get the help because you deserve it. You deserve to have life work the way you want it to. That's my belief. Life is supposed to be fun, and it's doable. If the listeners hear nothing else I say today, you can do it. You have everything you need, except maybe a little assistance. But once you get into that, get that assistance and tap into it, you would be amazed at how quickly you can change your life.
And that is a great thought to wrap things up on. And it is time for us to wrap up. But before we do, John, I'd love for you to share again how people can find the book and how they can find you.
Thank you so much, Laura. The book, The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation, is available online on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I can be reached via email or phone. My phone numbers are published on my website, www.drjohnmcgrail, all spelled out, drjohnmcgrail.com, and www.hypnotherapylosangeles, all spelled out, .com. And if you just Google that, you'll find my hypnotherapy website. And for folks that reach out to me via email or phone, I do attempt to respond to requests and questions personally as much as I can. If I get a ton, which I often do, that are sort of centrally themed, then I'll address those usually in a blog or a newsletter. But you can sign up for my newsletter, and they come out fairly frequently. And I would, you know, that's why I do this, is to help folks get that start. I really, truly believe that, you know, we change the world one person at a time.
Yeah, and that's all each of us can do. So I appreciate that. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, and I feel like we had a great conversation and really shared some tidbits that, you know, maybe you'll get people intrigued with looking at how they can change.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Laura. And anytime you want me back, we can just keep on going because we just scratched the surface.
That is so true.
And good luck on your job search.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thanks, John. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is about my journey about getting a job from horror and terror to actually acceptance and excitement. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was hypnotherapist Dr. John McGrail, talking about his book, The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. And you can find out more at drjohnmcgrail.com or hypnotherapylosangeles.com. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in life, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, and we post on a daily basis with tips and tools and questions. And on Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. So, earlier in the show, I was talking about the fact that I am looking for a quote unquote real job. And, you know, it occurred to me that the process that I went through in deciding to do that might be of use to one or two other people. And that's why I'm going to share it today as the light bulb moment. And, you know, the idea first came up for me at the end of November when I was doing a pre-interview call with a guest, Sandra Sneed, some of you may remember, who is a God scribe. And during our conversation, Sandra did a reading for me, but it wasn't during the reading. It was just during our regular conversation. She was saying to me that even though she does the work as a God scribe and she's written the book and she does readings, she still also does a real job, which she is a technical writer and she works on contract. And so she will you know, do a contract for 6 months and then, you know, she'll go out and promote her book or whatever it is with her business and her real, what she considers her real life purpose. And she said, you know, it's really different than it had been before she had the experience with the conversations with God, because now she shows up as herself, that she's awake, she's authentic, and that by her doing that, it encourages other people in the work environment to do the same. And she says to me, I'm not really sure why I'm telling you this. I've never told this to anybody before. And then she goes, oh, here's why. God says, I'm telling you this so that you, when it comes time for you to get a real job, you won't be afraid. And I went, oh my God, don't tell me that means I'm supposed to go out and get a real job. Because that was something, once I became self-employed, I love being self-employed, and I never wanted to do. And so I really was pretty horrified by the idea that God was saying I needed to know this for when I had to get a real job. Because to me, that meant that, oh dear, sometime I'm going to have to get a real job. And the idea of getting a job kept coming up for me over the next month or so, and I kind of started getting used to the idea. And originally I thought maybe I'd do something part-time that was kind of mindless, you know, something I could do in my sleep that didn't require a lot of effort on my part so that I could still retain all my effort and energy for what I really wanted to do, which was my own business. And so after the first of the year, I put out some feelers of working for a temp service, and immediately the reaction and response I got, I just went, ooh, I don't want to do this. It just didn't feel good to me. And so the next week I talked to a woman I know who, she does resume writing and helps people with job interview skills. And I had over the years, I'd referred a lot of people to her who had come to me for career coaching to help with her resume. And so I just wanted to bounce it off of her. What are some ideas about what I might do that I could do part-time work, because I didn't want to do it full-time, and that it would encompass things that I really enjoy doing? And I went away from that conversation with, ooh, I don't want to do this either. So I was really in this quandary. And I don't, frankly, I can't tell you what happened. Somewhere I had a switch where I went, you know what, I need to just get a job in my previous career. And many of you know, in before I became a psychotherapist and a career coach and a happiness coach, that I worked in software for 28 years. And I really did not want to go back to that. I mean, that was a lot of where my horror came from, because I had had some really bad experiences towards the end of that career. But when I started thinking about it pragmatically, number one, it's something I knew how to do and something I could get a job doing. And also, I could make good money doing it. It wasn't like going and getting a minimum wage job as a service worker somewhere, that I could store up some money and then, you know, do it on contract, just like Sandra was doing with hers. And through this process, I realized that I was resisting going back to a job in the software arena for a couple of reasons. First of all, it felt like I was giving up on my dream to go back. Second, it felt like a failure. Oh, I can't make it doing this. And thirdly, is what I already mentioned, I had really had awful experiences in the years leading up to my career change, and I was traumatized by that. Once I got conscious on what my resistance was about, here's what I realized. Number one, I wasn't quitting or giving up. I would still have my life purpose and my business. Two, it wasn't a failure. It was simply pragmatic to get funding in the easiest, quickest, and most lucrative way. And thirdly, it was an opportunity for me to heal the trauma. I am a completely different person than I was 8 years ago. And at the time, I needed those awful experiences to force me into making the change that I did, where I went back to school and became a psychotherapist. Now I don't need it to be awful anymore, because I already know what I'm supposed to be doing. And last but not least, I have the opportunity to be different and to make different choices. It will release, you know, that bad taste in my mouth that I was left with, and it'll give me a different story to take forward. And that's why I am not only accepting, but excited about it. So very quickly, because I'm running behind here, here's what you can do. Here are some questions to reflect upon if you think this is an issue for you going back. Is there something in your life that you feel like you should go back and revisit that could be a career, a relationship, or a geographic location? Ask yourself why. Is it because you want to fall back into the familiar or because there's something more for you to learn there? Can you distinguish between giving up on where you are now and choosing to revisit the situation for your own growth? Are there pragmatic reasons, such as financial, that make it a good idea? And consider what you would gain by revisiting that situation. Would you get a new perspective? Would you get some closure? Would you get a different story to take forward, like I will? I want to thank my guest today, Dr. John McGrail, for sharing such great information on shifting our subconscious beliefs and having a life that is fun. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have a fun week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.